Fred Film Radio, Transylvania International Film Festival, Romania.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2017 Transylvania International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Mari Balducchi, who is the producer of A Young Girl in Her 90s. And we have here also dancer and protagonist of the film, Thierry Thieu Nyang.
Perfect.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Hello.
Hello.
So the first question is just a simple one. For the benefit of our listeners, would you like to maybe introduce the film?
I did a workshop in a hospital with people, old people who has the Alzheimer's disease. And I asked some friends, Valeria and Jan, who are the directors, to come and to join me just to observe, just to see what's happened. And they want to film it. And in 5 days, we just, with a small team, just share a space and moment with these old people and also with the staff of the hospital, just to see what's happened when someone like me come and jump and dance in between the people, in between the space, in between the time, in between the absence, also the disease, the sickness, and see suddenly what's happened, what's moved for everyone, for the doctors, for the nurse, for the family, for us, and suddenly we see in 5 days many patients, many people, many men, many women just start coming alive.
That's right. And thank you for the introduction. And actually, thank you as well for saying the names of the directors, who are Valeria Bruni-Tedeschi and Jan Koridian. Marie, if I could just ask you, how does a project like this come together in more, let's say, technical terms? Can you give us a little overview of the behind the scenes?
Well, it's just an atypical project. I mean, it never happens. Mm. Because when Valeria called me, it was done. I mean, the film, they followed Thierry, and they just suddenly realized that the images were beyond their imagination, beyond what they can imagine they are going to find. So technically, in terms of production, it was just, you know, nothing was possible to do, because the film was here. And to find co-producers afterwards, it's not the usual way to do. So I look at the images myself, and I was, you know, totally convinced that we should go on, and we started editing and trying to give form to a film. Mm. And after, when we were happy with what we've done, we went to see Arte. I asked them if they could have a look at the film. There we had an appointment at 9 o'clock in the morning, so we were a little worried. Wow, they are going to see such a film dealing with Alzheimer and old people at 9 o'clock in the morning, and for television, it's not, you know, kind of audience guaranteed. Mm-hmm. But they were also, after the project, after the screening, everybody was moved and convinced that you know, it was not only a great, great film, but a film to broadcast on prime time on Arte. What we did yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and
yesterday
we had...
Yesterday night, it was the first shooting.
I see.
It was broadcasting, yes. Yeah. Oh. The first screening yesterday evening.
Very
and
good.
We get more than 500,000 people looking at it.
Nice.
Because it's, you know, it's beyond a film. It's a very touching story, and it moves everyone, because we all have an old person around us, you know,
yeah.
Grandmother or grandfather or whatever. And so we have a lot of messages of
yeah.
people really, really impressed and moved by the film.
So there was no preset schedule. In other words,
not at all.
There is no script, no scenario, no nothing. Just I have to go. I have to dance with some people in this place. So I choose 7-8 person. And each day, during 5 days, I came and danced with one, with two, with all the group. and Valeria and Jan just were there and film what's happened, and many things happen, like miracles, miracles.
Yeah.
Yes, miracles. magical moments, and suddenly everything start to be alive, not because me, but because the movement, because the dance, because this language, who, like you say in the beginning of our interview, yes, the dance belong to everybody, to each one dance, a child, an old person, is filled by movement, by the dance. And what's happened, and that's Valeria and Jan, they saw that also come a love story, and that's the movie, that's cinema. Yeah. And a love story is an old woman from 90 years old felt in love, and suddenly the love sickness is more bigger than the Alzheimer sickness, and something changed suddenly for all the person in the hospital.
I mentioned it actually before the interview that after watching this movie I started dancing.
Yeah.
I was actually dancing this morning too on the way to the not on the way to the interview but before the interview.
Dancing in the rain.
Yeah, absolutely singing in the rain. Yes. So, and I, like I said before the interview, see all art and dance too as an expression of existence. To see in the film, we see that the people in this home, they are very still. They don't really move. So dancing kind of becomes a metaphor for their inability to express their existence. I don't know if you see it that way, too.
Yes. I think when we lose the language, when I did the workshop with autistic children, I did a workshop in a jail with some people coming from other countries with other languages. So how we can we communicate? So I put music, we start moving, we start dancing, jumping, catching each other, and suddenly something come from our own identity, our own culture, our own trip, migration and story. And so I think dance it's a good throw, a good to bring the people together, even they have not the same age, the same abilities, the same culture, and each culture, as we said, is a part important. Our parents meet each other in a ballroom, in a discotheque, and we know that when we dance together, something happens. And there is, in tribes, there is special dance for teenagers, special dance for women, special dance for old people, for death. And so dance is, for me, it's like a book, you know, in a library, and each body is a book for me. Is something, yes, I can read, and I like to read each body.
Yes. As a final question to both of you, we talked about the challenges of making the film, but was there ever a feeling that you might go over some boundaries in respect of the people themselves, and were there challenges from within the institution too? Maybe this is a question that you could both answer.
I think the film is poetic and also irrespectful, because suddenly we saw an old woman falling in love with a dancer and laying on the floor, and we see people coming jealous of friendly clothes, and there is something about but the form of the movie is like this shape, but the spirit, the manners, the feelings are completely true, you know, and we never cross the line. We always talk with the family or the doctors. We knew each other what's f- for ourselves, what is the limit? Showing someone crying on a screen, is it forbidden or it is possible? And see, so we know that we are on the limit, but we know also that showing this limit is also showing the life. So we never feel guilty about something or la loi. Never. We would always think that we know the limit. It will be for some people. They close their eyes. They don't know what's happened. But we know that it's only respectful love, and see that all people and even people with the Alzheimer are not only all people with Alzheimer, but they are first man and woman.
I think, Marie, you agree with what was said. Would you like to add anything to?
Yes, and yes, I agree totally. Of course, when editing, we ask us a lot of questions. Are we allowed to show this or not? And we were always guided by, these questions. But also, we see, and as Valeria and Jan are directors, I mean, they have a lot of powerful talent. I see also in this film a lot of that theater of life. I mean, sometimes it's Chekhov, sometimes it's a musical, sometimes it's Shakespeare, sometimes, all the feelings, the strength of the feelings are here, and it's not because they are old people in a hospital that this doesn't, is finished.
Absolutely. I mean, the film is very warm. It's very touching, and also it's great to see, like you said, old people with Alzheimer's, not as only old people with Alzheimer's, but people that can still feel very strong emotions. That's what I what I like about it. I think I have time for one more question, because no one's kicking me out yet, but this is the very last one. I'm very interested in this coming together of dance and cinema, and how do you see this match? Is it a match made in heaven? And especially in the way in which this film came together, very spontaneously, and nothing, no scheduling got in the way.
Sometimes I think it's very difficult to film dance, and is it a captation just to see the dance, to remember the dance, to remember the show? And I think it's very difficult to film the dance, and so it's a long process to see which camera where, and I'm usually not satisfied when I see a dance movie, like just a dance movie. So it's the border. It's very difficult to, is it a show filmed, or it is a movie. So it's and I think there are many new ideas to collaborate. We have to, as choreographer and director, to find something together more and more, to try to find there is dance actions sometimes in movie are great, in Tarantino, Lars von Trier, in Dancer in the Dark. So there is all la la la, so suddenly it's dance come like a point or like a fireworks, and but making one film only about dance, it's very, very difficult.
Exactly.
I just wanted to say congratulations to the cinematographer and the editor as
That's all I wanted to say. You just take it off my mouth, because we have a chance. First, I say Valeria and Jan are dance. They love dance.
Yes.
Really, Valeria is very fond of dancing, and also we have an incredible cinematographer. We were dancing with her camera. I mean, when we look at the images in the editing room, we were surprised, because every movement was followed by the camera in such a smooth way, and they were a kind of choreography of the filming itself. And the editor, was so talented to... we have a conjunction of talents, I must say, around this story, this incredible story of film.
Yes.
And so it was a pleasure for everyone.
Yeah, and it all came together, and this wonderful film, once again, I remind our listeners, is called A Young Girl in Her 90s. Thanks very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure.
Thank you. Merci.
Thank you, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.